Today's episode of the Be Our Guest podcast brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. The next time you're thinking about heading to a Disney destination like Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or sailing with the Disney Cruise Line, work with one of the great professional agents over at the Magic for Less. Their awesome services are absolutely free to you, and you're going to be hooked up immediately with a great professional travel counselor that's going to take care of you from the beginning of that trip all the way through the entire vacation process. They're going to be there to make sure that you are in the best financial deal possible. They're going to work with you to get you the best resort for your circumstances. And of course, they check each and every morning to make sure that you don't qualify for a new discount. And if you do, they work very hard to get you that discount to save you even more money after you've booked your vacation. Check them out. You will not be disappointed. They treat every vacation as though it's their own. Drop by themagicforless.com. Today's show is also proudly sponsored by longtime listener Drew Baker of Aquitas Financial Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Drew is a financial advisor who has realized that he gets the most enjoyment out of working with like-minded clients and has built his business working with many people who share his same passion for Walt Disney World. Drew does retirement planning and investment management and conducts many meetings over the phone or Skype for those who aren't local to his Fort Wayne or Indianapolis, Indiana offices. Drew and his staff aim to bring the Disney difference in service into his business and how he treats his clients. Looking for someone to give you a free second set of eyes on your financial picture? Then support the folks who support us and call Drew Baker at 260-271-1050. Email him at drew.baker@ampf.com or look him up online at ameriprise advisors.com/drew.baker. Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1065 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Friday to you. Hopefully it was a great week for you here in the States. You only had to have 4 days of work, so that's not too bad. Unfortunately, not another three-day weekend headed your way this weekend, but, you know, enjoy those 2 days. College football is back, and the best way to kick off an awesome weekend here in September is to talk Disney, and today we have a special treat for you because, well, it's not only just a special treat because Ricky is not here. She's actually in Hawaii, so, yeah, let's feel sorry for her. And Pam is not even here because at the time of recording, she is snugly tucked away in her bed. So we had some special guest hosts here today, and I think you're going to have a great time. Special trip report, a little inside, a little behind the scenes here at the Be Our Guest podcast on a Friday. So joining me today from the lovely state of Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh, actually, not Pam Forrester, but we have Hannah Forrester. What's going on, Hannah?
Hey, doing good. I'm glad that I'm here and I figured it out, even though my mom was not super helpful. But yeah. We make do.
That's it. We can get all the scoop behind the scenes. So she turned over mission control to you today, huh?
She did. And let me tell you, it's a little off-putting because at my other job where I take phone calls, you can adjust the headset. But here, it has to be the microphone is on the left side, which I don't do at my other job. So we're going to see.
I had no idea that was a rule. Now, let me ask you this, because before we started recording, your mom laid down two simple rules to podcasting that we never, ever break here on the show. So what did she tell you to make sure you did today?
To not talk too fast and to not say like.
Which we do both every show. So that's hilarious to me. All right. We also have another co-host, Hannah sitting in Pam's seat. And in Ricky's seat, we have my stepdaughter, Paige Pender. What's up, Paige?
Not much. Just failed at making brownies and dropped them all in the oven.
That's right. We're watching Big Brother, and about halfway through, we're gonna have brownies before we record the podcast. And heard a big slam in the kitchen. No brownies for us.
Sad.
It's okay
because you guys know that I can't even get to that stage of making brownies. We'll get to that end result, and it's like these didn't become brownies. They became chocolate cake, and I don't know how it happens every time.
You know what would have happened if we'd have had peanut butter pie like I suggested 17 times? That thing would have been in the freezer and it would not have been on the floor. So, Paige, what's up? How'd you drop the brownies? And we'll get to the Disney stuff. What happened?
Not even really sure, just kind of holding them in. My hands just slipped and the brownies were on the floor.
Anyway, whatever. So we're still starving here as we record. No sweets for us. So anyway, let's talk Disney. And the reason we're here today is because, and we talked about this here on the show a few times, Pam and I referred to this, and Hannah, you celebrated your 21st birthday at Walt Disney World. So how did this come about? How did you decide? I mean, it's pretty simple. You're a Disney family, but when did this idea start to get hatched?
Well, it did happen a while ago. I think my freshman year of college, everyone was like, what? You've been to Disney like 80 times? I was like, yeah, guys, this is a pretty cool thing. And we were talking about birthdays, and I think someone else actually in my group was going to Disney for one of their birthdays. I was like, you know what? I'm going to do that too, but for my 21st, so people like have time to like save money and do stuff. So... but yeah, I just like was planning it out, and I had some of my college friends, and then I thought, hey, I know someone who already goes to Disney a ton. Let's invite her too.
And that would be Paige. Yeah, it was really neat because, you know, you guys, it's awesome to have you both on the show today because you guys have been there with us from the start. You know, we've been doing the show, it'll be 9 years in March. So you guys, because we have pictures of you two kind of hanging together, just surviving all of our meets. There's some classic pictures from back when we had the treehouse over at the Villas over at Saratoga, where we had like 80 people in the treehouse, and you two were just sitting there on the couch like, when's this going to be over so we can go to a park? You know, and things like that. And you guys have always been good with kind of hanging with us and having a good time. And you guys are really great friends of lots of the listeners now over the years. But, you know, I love seeing that you guys got to do this together. That, you know, and Pam said the same thing to me. It was really neat to see that. You know, you and Paige got to celebrate down there, you know, got to go down by yourselves. A little jealous. I didn't get to go down, you know, it's kind of a bummer for me, but what can you do?
Well, my parents were there with bail money. Just
that's it. That's what you told them. I kept texting your mom. Like, have you had to use it yet? No, not yet. Okay, good. So, Paige, what did you think when Hannah invited you? I mean, what were your first impressions of a 21st birthday party at Walt Disney World?
Well, I was kind of shocked and happy at the same time that Hannah wanted to hang out with me even more. And I don't know, it was just a great time, had a lot of fun, met two new people, surprisingly, that I enjoyed and had fun.
So now you, Paige, you're only 19, Hannah was turning 21, what was the ages of the other two girls? Were they 21 yet?
Stephanie was the same age as Paige, and then my other friend Christy, she is going to be 22 soon in November, so...
Okay,
so she already knew.
So we
she had experience.
We had two that could drink and two that had to take care. As Pam said, just in case on your 21st birthday, just in case things go wrong, you had somebody to hold the hair. That's what Pam said.
Exactly.
You know, my Pam,
exactly.
Not your Pam. All right. So you guys went down. You had the plans. You know, Hannah, I know that you kind of took care of all the planning. So how'd that go?
I did. This was one of the things, and it was weird because my mom had definitely talked about this too, that Paige and I both go to Disney a ton, but we really are just kind of along for the ride. Like you said, for about 9 years now, we just kind of let you guys do whatever, and then we can go do our stuff whenever it's convenient. But this time it was actually our trip that we got to do. So it was really just fun to really make it our own trip. Like we looked at the extra magic hours and everything, and I remember we were sending huge group emails where like I listed like all the fast passes. I was like, everyone pick your top three and whatever makes the cut, that's what we're doing.
Like, I had a whole agenda. I got an email with like a list of literally everything hour by hour that we are going to be doing that day.
It was not hour by hour.
Close enough.
It was a general plan of what was going to happen that day. Because I didn't want to be like, this is my birthday, you got to listen to whatever I want to do.
No, that's exactly what you do when it's your 21st birthday. You just say, hey, we're going here, deal with it.
That was the best thing because like I would have Christy, who's gone a couple of times, and she's like, yeah, I really want to do this, this, this. And then I would get the email or text back from Paige. She'd be like, whatever. It's chill.
That is
whatever you want to do.
That is the good. Great. Yeah, I mean, that is the good thing about going so often.
I got an email about a magic band. Oh, Paige, what color magic band do you want? And I'm like, I don't care. I already have every single color.
We don't have a lot of magic bands around here. We don't want anybody to know. No, we do have quite a few. But you know what? What you did, I think, Hannah, and it was funny because I was, you know, Paige was telling me about all the planning and stuff. And, you know, I mean, obviously, your mother is co-owner of one of the largest Disney travel agencies out there. You have been around everything that she has done growing up. And, you know, you got to actually kind of put all that stuff to practice. And it's, you know, it's a lot of work, actually, to organize, you know, four people and make sure everybody's happy, even though it is your birthday.
It honestly is, but honestly, it was a ton of fun because I just got to really decide on the things that I wanted everyone to do because we had a really broad range of Disney experiences. We have like Paige and I who go all the time, Christy who's gone enough to, you know what she wants to do, and this was Stephanie's first time doing anything besides Epcot. So we really got to be like, oh, we got to do this stuff for the people who haven't been there very often, but we also have to do this stuff because it's just awesome.
All right, so let's talk about how you guys stayed at the Polynesian Villa Bungalows out on the... No, you didn't quite stay there, did you? I mean, I don't know. Where'd you guys stay? I know where you stayed, but go ahead.
We were at Pop Century, which honestly, I think it was pretty good. I really do. My parents... Oh gosh, where even were they? They were at Old Key West, so they weren't exactly with us. But Paige, I thought it was pretty cool, don't you think?
Yeah, it was nice. We had a like mile and a half walk to the bus stop, but then on our very last day, we figured out, you know, like a minute or two walk to the bus stop. So we, yeah, last day, figured it all out.
Yes, trip tip for everyone, check the map and see if you can cut across parking lots because... We didn't realize that, and we were taking the path that they always told us to take the entire time, except for the last day.
Yeah, I mean, you go through unauthorized areas. You know, we don't condone that, but I mean, I'm just saying, you got to do what you got to do if the buses are, you know, pulling away. So, because you guys stayed at Pop Century, four girls, you know, I think that, you know, for guys your age, and we stay at Pop Century too, and especially for us, we have a lot of history there. We stay there a bunch of our first trips. So what was the experience? Did you guys hang out there ever, or did you just kind of use it for a bed and a shower?
Well, we tried to use the pool every single time, but it seemed like every time we went to go swimming, it started to rain or lightning, so we couldn't do that. So instead, we napped and waste our dash.
Wasted your dash. That's a reference to our podcast, or not podcast cruise, but our cruise we did with the gardeners. You can't drop inside jokes. But
she knows about it.
I know she knows. Yeah, it's just the magician guy who tells you not to waste that dash between the year you're born and the year you die. So we'll get into that on some live show. But so Hannah, was the weather bad while you were down there? You had lots of rain or what?
It wasn't bad. It was Florida.
Yeah, that's true.
So there always is that afternoon rainstorm typically in the summer, and we thought that we were oh so smart that whenever it got that obscenely hot right before that we were going to go back to the pool and we were going to relax and then like get ready and pull ourselves back together for whatever we were going to do later that night. But every single time it absolutely poured, so we ended up staying in the room watching Judge Judy, eating Doritos and taking a nap.
Yeah, so, Hannah's choice.
Hey, I did. That was the one thing that I was the birthday girl and I got to pick what we watched, and we watched Judge Judy.
Now, yeah. Tell me you didn't like write down her verdicts you probably never seen Rain Man because you're so young. But yeah, that's what he
did. I get references.
OK, good. Because he did. He would keep track of Judge Wapner's rulings in a notebook. And if he didn't get to see him that day, he would he'd kind of lose it. So just saying. So Pop Century worked out well. So let's walk through the sequence of events and like Paige, it really wasn't, was it hour by, let's let Paige give the feedback here. Was it hour by hour or was it just like, let's do this in the morning and let's do that tonight? How was it?
She had each day planned by the park and where we were going to go to eat. But other than that, we kind of just went around and did whatever. We had a few fast passes, but other than that, it's pretty chill.
And that's how it should be. I mean, I think, you know, you just want to have a park and some place to eat, you know, and a kind of a general idea. So where'd you guys go first, Hannah, the first day? Oh, wait, let's talk about, you guys kind of came from all places. So I think that, as I recall, right, Paige, you met Hannah at the airport. You guys were kind of flying in similar times, or how'd that go?
Yeah, I got there a little bit earlier than Hannah, but only by a few minutes. And then I just kind of waited around for her and her friend. And then we also had to wait around for her other friend who was coming from a different place.
So you guys actually rode Magical Express?
Yeah.
A Forester on the Magical Express, Hannah, is that possible?
It is possible because we actually have made my dad ride it too.
That's right.
There are times where dad has to stay and work and mom and I go early, and we just kind of let him take the Magical Express to wherever we are that day. It does happen. It's just very rare.
Mind blown. I can't believe Steve on a Magical Express, but any kind of Disney transportation, to be honest. But yeah, you learn something. So, okay, first day, you guys get up. You're raring to go, I'm sure. What happens day one, Hannah?
Day one was actually my birthday. So we went to Epcot because we were going to go to Magic Kingdom originally, but we saw that there are extra magic hours later on the trip. So I made that sacrifice. We went to Epcot and things were sort of planned, but not too, I don't think. We did the new Soarin', which I thought was absolutely awesome. And then we went over to Norway and we got a frozen margarita so we could have frozen drinks before we rode the new frozen ride, which we had fast passes for.
Yeah, it's your 21st birthday, frozen margarita. I say that's a great, it's probably not your first drink. We're not going to mention any of that stuff, but I mean, it's a good drink on your 21st birthday. I'm not even getting into any of this.
Drinking before 11.
Yeah, my first legal drink. We drink at
11. There you go. So, yeah, you have a frozen margarita before you ride Frozen. So now, did you guys go on Frozen?
We did. We had a fast pass for it. And so I think that it's just a really cute ride. I would not wait 2 hours like my mom wanted to, but I would definitely do it if I had a fast pass.
All right. So, Paige, thoughts on that first kind of half day there at Epcot? You guys get there first day. It's Hannah's birthday. What are the other three girls doing to support Hannah on her 21st birthday? You got to be good friends.
Well, you know, Christy was walking around drinking the margarita with Hannah, and then Stephanie and I were just sitting on the bench with our eyes and our mouth drooling, like wanting some of that margarita, but you know, not 21 yet, so yeah. Couldn't do that.
Good, because we don't need we don't want to have to visit the Orange County Sheriff. I mean, that's very good. I mean, hey, so far we're off to a good start. Okay, so we're at Soarin' the first day, so what else happens this day?
Definitely got wet on Frozen, you know, walked off with my shorts soaking wet. Looked like I went to the bathroom all over myself, but
TMI.
It was okay.
TMI. So, I didn't even know, is there a place you get wet in the Frozen ride? I mean, I don't know.
Definitely found it going down that hill.
I can't imagine. I didn't think you got that wet, but I guess maybe you do. We'll have to ask our listeners. Let us know on Facebook.
My mom on Pirates of the Caribbean.
That's true. That's true.
You don't think you do get that wet, but you do.
Yeah, that's. I always make sure I don't sit by your mom on Pirates. It's like a curse. It's the curse of the Black Pearl or something. I don't know. So walk us through the rest of day one. You guys went to Epcot, kicked it off, frozen margarita, Soarin' Frozen. What else?
Let's think.
See, this is not a good sign.
It's so hard to play everything back.
I know.
Blur.
Well, especially on your 21st birthday. I mean, what can you do? So,
I don't even remember where we ate at.
No, I know where you ate. Because you
Rose and Crown.
Oh, okay, that was the Rose and Crown
lunch.
Day. No, didn't you guys eat first at Ohana?
Oh, yeah, that was the night we got there.
Because that was the night I got the text from Paige saying something to the effect of, oh, we're on the dining plan, and we haven't been on the dining plan in a long time. What do we do about the gratuity? And I was thinking,
oh, yeah, we didn't know how to tip.
Exactly. And that was one of those things I'm thinking, okay, you got Pam Forrester's daughter, you know, has the travel agency. We've had this podcast now for almost 9 years, and we don't know how to handle gratuities on the dining plan. God help us. But you guys did leave. I'm sure, Hannah, you work as a server, so I'm sure you left a kind gratuity to your serving team.
Oh, we haven't even got to that yet.
But we'll talk about that in a second. But yes, I am definitely a 20% tipper, but the Foresters do not do the dining plan. We just don't.
Well, see, this was breaking all kinds of rules. You know, Magical Express, dining plan. I know you guys usually use Tables of Wonderland like we do with APs, but so what did you think of the dining plan? I think, you know, actually, I think it probably worked out pretty well for you because I saw some of your ADRs, Ohana, some of the other ones, like I said, Rose and Crown. We'll talk about that in a second. But I think for what you guys had, just looking at it from a travel agent perspective, you had a good use of it for this weekend.
Oh, definitely. And that was one of the things that was where I was a little micromanaging because I wanted to make sure that we ate at the places that we should eat at for our sit-down meal. So we did. We ate at Ohana. We ate at Rose and Crown. We ate oh gosh, other character, like breakfast, not breakfast, but dinners, you know, like we made sure that we ate at pretty much the most expensive sit downs that we could find since we knew we weren't actually paying for it.
That's it. So Paige, let me ask you, Ohana seems like a tough stretch for you because you're not much of a meat eater. You know, you'll eat some, but what'd you have at Ohana and how'd you like it?
I really, really, really liked the chicken wings that they had there, and the bread was really good, and I actually ate some of the grilled chicken off the skewers, too.
Nice. And didn't you get some kind of different dessert? I thought you told me when you got back.
Oh, yeah. Instead of the bread pudding or whatever, the guy brought me a brownie and some ice cream with M&Ms on top.
What? What's up with that, Hannah? You're the birthday girl, and Paige is getting the special desserts. What's going on?
Hey. She can get whatever she wants as long as she gives me that bread pudding. That's all I care about.
That's true. That's what everybody says, I think. All right. So that was the first night you got there because you guys got there. What time did you guys arrive? Like late in the evening? Like early evening maybe? I can't remember.
We got there in the morning. I got there around 11:15 or so.
So that was your first
day.
Yeah,
we were like we got there like at the afternoon and then we had to actually like go to like ride Magical Express to get there. So
interesting.
It was kind of an ordeal.
All right, so 21st birthday day, was it a success, and how did it end?
It was 100% success. It was great to just be there with everyone and to kind of do all the rides. And Epcot is definitely, it's like tied with Magic Kingdom for my favorite place to be. So I really love just being there and seeing all the different stuff, all the different countries going around. And we actually had some really great weather for it. And then we did end with Rose and Crown for dinner and watching illuminations from the Rose and Crown balcony, which is one of my favorite things to do at Epcot.
Nice. So. Did you have like your dad is a beer connoisseur? Did you have one of those big dark beers at Rose and Crown?
Hannah
was done with that day.
I'm not their child.
She already had too many drinks. She couldn't hang for the dinner time.
Whatever. So, you know, that's, you know, Epcot's a good place to be on your 21st birthday with friends who, you know, are going to take care of you, I guess, if you know, that's what you do. I mean, that's like for folks that are not in the United States, 21 is the legal drinking age in our country. So, Paige, what do you recall? And again, Rose and Crown, not a place I don't think we've ever eaten there as a family. So, how was that for you? That's a lot of seafood, I think, and stuff like that. So what'd you have?
I had a basket of chips, a.k.a. fries, for dinner. And we actually ended up tipping our server 32%. And she was horrible.
Well, she was not horrible.
But she was not the best. She was not the best. So, but we did that on accident because we didn't know what we were doing and we didn't have change.
Yeah. Wait, Pro tip. Bring change for your gratuity.
Change, you can actually charge it to your room. You can just write it there right on the receipt if you want.
We didn't set that up because we knew it would be trouble.
Trouble? Yeah. It sounds like it's more trouble than trying to come up with cash for your tip. Oh, well. I'd like to have been there videotaping this whole escapade. I'm just saying, that would have been funny. So she got 32% because you didn't have change and she was kind of relaxed. Interesting.
She just like came to our table less and less frequently until we were pretty much the last people in Epcot to find her to get our bill. And then by that point, we didn't want to have to need her again to either use a credit card or to split up any of our bills. So we just kind of left the money and finally escaped.
Interesting. I'm sure you were hearing Promise or whatever that song is from Illuminations on the way out as you were the only ones left. Nice. All right, so let's go to day two. So what happens the next day? I hope you slept in a little.
We actually didn't sleep in the entire trip, is shocking to me because I really thought that at one point, Paige or Christy, because I know neither of them are very morning people, were going to be kicking and screaming about it. But Paige was a trooper. She really was.
Yeah, she's learned. She's learned. So Paige, tell us about day two. So you had the first big day at Epcot. Where'd you guys go the next day?
The next day, I believe we went to Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
All right. So, favorite park for Paige? What'd you guys do there? Just kidding. No, it's not.
Well, we got smart and transferred our night safari fast passes to the morning so we could. I don't remember exactly why we did it, but we were on the bus and remembered, we should do it now because it's not very fun at night and we wanted to do something else.
You guys just didn't want to wait. I like it at night. I think it's just two different experiences. It's not bad at night. It's two different things. You guys are getting kind of antsy, sounds
although
like.
I think we ended up doing it at night, too, with Pam and Steve later.
We did it at, like, actual dusk. So you still could see all the animals. All the animals are still there. There were no freaked out giraffes trying to run away from the fireworks. It was, you know, the good part about doing the safari later in the day.
No honey badger.
There were no honey badgers. We kept waiting for it.
Now, did you guys have honey badgers on the dusk safari? Is that like a night feature that the honey badger comes out and makes noise?
No, he wasn't there this time.
He wasn't. There wasn't even a hint. Our driver didn't even say, look out for that honey badger. So yeah. We were very disappointed.
Yeah, I'm starting to think the honey badger might have just been that driver's thing. Like his pet honey badger. I don't know. It was weird. So anyway, so that day you guys go over to Animal Kingdom and I guess you do the headliners, probably like Everest and things like that. Well, what did your friend think that had only been to Epcot? What was kind of her, you know, overall picture of the entire trip? Was she really amazed by the new stuff?
She was. I mean, it was definitely a new experience for her. So it was really cool just to see how Stephanie, like, reacted to all the different other rides. But she really was a trooper. She would just go on anything. If we were like, hey, we're going to do this ride now, she'd just kind of go along and take it all in. And, you know, it's one of those things where you really get to see how cool Disney is for someone who doesn't do it all the time like we do. Like, we're still kind of blown away by all the different stuff, but it's really interesting to see it from someone who is seeing all this really for the first time.
Yeah, it's 100% true. It really does make it cool because, you know, we take all this stuff for granted because we're down there so often, but when somebody, you know, walks up to something for the first time and they comment on something that you're just like, oh man, I didn't think about it that way. It is pretty cool. Now, one of the things you mentioned too was that your mom and dad were staying at a different resort. They were over at Old Key West. I know I was texting your mom. She was chilling by the pool most of the time from what I could figure. You know, just on call, just in case. And fortunately, she didn't have to go running anywhere this whole weekend. So good job to you guys. But, you know, did they drop in and maybe have meals with you guys? Or like you said, they rode the safari with you. So how did that go?
They did. They were pretty much the stereotypical cool parents of showing up whatever it was convenient for them and just chilling with us, which, you know, I mean, I do. I love my parents. They're awesome. So they could come chill with us whenever they wanted to. And I actually did get an awesome text with my dad of, are we, you know, is it cool if we come hang out with you guys? Because we don't want to be like crashing your 21st birthday, be like the old people in there. And then I, of course, texted back and said they were totally welcome to come and buy me a drink. Not a problem at all. Honestly, it was really cool. They just popped in whenever, like, they rode Soarin' with us. We rode it a second time with them during our Epcot day, and we had dinner with them at Boma for our Animal Kingdom day. So, and they came and saw the evening stuff at Animal Kingdom, like the lovely.
Yep, Pam got to see her favorite show of the whole entire trip.
That's what I was getting at. I was wondering because I thought I remembered that you guys went and saw the Jungle Book spectacular there at Animal Kingdom that evening, and We all got to see it together. What, we were there like 3 weeks ahead of that for, were we there, Paige, were we there before or after this as a family, right? We were there
before.
Okay. So we went down and we saw it, but we were all there together then, right?
Yeah.
All of
yeah.
us still. Okay. So we were all together at this point. And we all went
so
to see that.
Paige and I have experienced this twice now.
Yeah. So you guys did it twice on purpose, which is kind of, but it was for Stephanie, right?
It was for Stephanie and for Christy because she hadn't seen that either.
So I could imagine this was one of the, and I know some people are fans of the Jungle Book show. I get that. I mean, there's different strokes for different folks. But we were kind of confused by it because the night we saw it, the water screens were not working very well at all. We couldn't really see what was happening. The dancers were not really, I mean, they were dancing their hearts out. We didn't get most of the interpretive dancing. I didn't get it. The music was okay, but the thing that got us was we thought it was a little awkward when the usher next to us at the end of the aisle there just started busting out with some crazy, you know, like Men Without Hats dance moves. And it was just kind of strange. So you guys probably, I'm sure you guys got together and watched the other two just kind of see their reaction. So what did everybody think of Jungle Cruise the second time around? Paige, what did you think?
Honestly, I was really hoping I would see Brendan walking down the aisle, busting out in some dance moves. Because before walking into the show, we saw him directing traffic. So that's what we were kind of looking for. But other than that, the show was, you know, the show the first time.
So, Hannah, you thought the same thing. It was no different the second time around. What? There was no saving grace to it?
I just have to refer back to my mom's meme. The Jungle Book show got me like, I don't even like the Jungle Book movie, let alone the show.
Yeah, your mom makes some pretty mean memes and sends them in texts. So, yeah, we try not to keep those on the social media. that was one of her better ones. Ricky's pretty good at them, too. All right, so that day you guys did Animal Kingdom. You mentioned you guys went to Boma. So tell us about the meal at Boma, Hannah.
Oh, Boma is awesome. Really just all you can eat of everything. And I absolutely adore the Zebra Jones, which have peanut butter on them. And no one can tell me differently. They're not just chocolate. I guarantee they have some sort of peanut butter something in them.
Really? I didn't know that. I know they have rum in them that's baked out, but I think that's what's in them. Pretty
My
good.
Mom says that there are no peanut butter anything in them, but I think that they at least used to have them, and I'm going to stick to this.
All right.
No matter what.
I'll have to look. I think they have the ingredients, actually. If you buy them at the Mara there, they have they're like four in a little plastic container, and I think they have the ingredients. So we'll have to verify that, Hannah. Let me ask Paige, because, again, Boma's not probably one of her favorite places either. So how did Boma go? What'd you
Paige
have there?
Paige just got toted around on this.
Well, if everybody knows me, my favorite thing to eat is desserts. So my whole plate consisted of desserts. I ate my meal in desserts.
Did you have Zebra Domes?
I had one Zebra Dome.
Did you like it?
I loved it, actually.
They're really
good.
Did
it taste like peanut butter?
I thought it did taste like peanut butter.
So if there's not, the rumor is now that there's secretly peanut butter in the middle of your Zebra Dome. So that's a thing now, Hannah. See, this is how this stuff gets started. It just takes
exactly.
One show.
Exactly.
That's how it starts. So now, did you guys spend any time at Animal Kingdom Lodge, like looking at the animals or anything, or were we just kind of there to have your meal and let's get moving? We have other things to do.
We were just like, okay, we're going to see the safari twice today. Yes, there's zebras here, but you know where there are cool zebras? At the safari.
That's true. Good point. All right. So the next day, day three, what's happening this day?
Magic Kingdom Day.
Oh, yeah. Favorite of everybody. So I'm sure the fast passes were lined up. Did you guys get there at Rope Drop?
We did. And at Rope Drop, we were just walking on to every single ride, which is when Paige got the awesome idea that we all went along with, is that we should ride every ride that day.
That's right. I forgot about that till just now. That's right. I mean, hey, you have momentum going. You're doing it the right way. You're there at Rope Drop. Well, you know, everybody that's like Ricky is back, you know, in bed sleeping till noon. So, Paige, when did you get this idea to try to do every attraction in the Magic Kingdom today?
Well, I got the idea after it had only been like 10 o'clock and we had already done like 9 different rides.
So you brought it up to everybody. Let's do all the attractions today. So what was the first impression of everybody in the group?
Everybody was actually really excited and went along with it, and everybody was going along with it and happy with it until the very end of the night.
Well, yeah, you know you're going to be in trouble there. So, okay, so you guys decide to do this. Do you, like, you know, put your hands in and make like a big brother kind of like pact, like, yeah, here we go, it's game, let's go? Or did you just say, let's do this? How'd it go?
I mean, we had gotten through, we went way back to do all of Adventureland and pretty much all of Frontierland as well, because they all wanted to do Splash Mountain because we didn't have a fast pass for it. And we had gotten through pretty much everything. We were just kind of wandering around and we would say, hey, let's just do this ride. And it would always be a walk-on because no one is there at Rope Drop. And we all figured, you know what? We're going to do this. We're going to ride every single ride. Because look how easy this is right now at Rope Drop with no one there. It's super easy to ride every ride right then.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, especially early in the day. So I'm sure that as the day progressed, this gets to be a little bit more of a challenge, not only because there gets to be longer lines, but you get tired. It gets hotter in the day. So, Paige, where would you say it started to become a challenge when it was there like one attraction you got to in the middle of the afternoon and say, ooh, this is, we got to wait in line now. It's going to be harder.
Well, actually, we took a like pretty long break from 1 to probably like 3 or 4 o'clock because we had the tea at 2. And then we went to Trader Sam's for Hannah to have drinks. And then we came back and then we kind of found, oh, this is hard to do because everything in Fantasyland is packed and all the families and little kids are there.
Yeah, I was going to say that might be the fatal flaw there is you got to always hit Fantasyland first if you're going to do this. But it sounds like you didn't plan on doing this initially, so you didn't have that in your mind. Hannah, did you think that?
Yeah, that it was really funny because as we were doing this, we ripped through Frontierland and Adventureland because no one's really lining up to do Country Bear at Rope Drop.
That's true.
But when we came back for Trader Sam's, we were all on our apps looking at the different wait times. Okay, what are we going to hit next? Paige is starting to actually make a list of all the rides we hadn't done so far. This is starting to look a little more intimidating. And we get in line for Barnstormer, which is 30 minutes. We're just sitting there in the heat as we're trying to make the list and count. Okay, we have this that we haven't done all in Fantasyland.
Napping out when we can fit in some dinner.
Yeah, eventually you're going to have to eat again. Now, so tell me the Barnstormer wasn't after Trader Sam's, out in the heat and waiting in that. Because that is actually, it's a short queue, but it's a brutal queue. Was that after Trader Sam's?
It was after Trader Sam's.
That's a bad combo.
I was not happy. I kind of wanted to push Christy out of her wheelchair and sit in it, but I didn't.
I've seen lots of meltdowns. Actually, our family's had a few meltdowns in that queue over the years. It's just not a good one. It's kind of back in the corner, and nobody's happy back there. And it's probably pretty funny, you four riding the Barnstormer, right? It's got to say, no kids.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. Just all, you know, 20-some-year-old college-age girls getting in riding Barnstormer by themselves. So that was fun.
Real quick, tell us about the tea at the Grand Floridian. I know it's always been one of your favorites growing up, right?
It is, but I am not super happy about this past tea because they changed different tea companies. They took away my favorite tea, and they now bring pretty much every single thing at once. They bring you the sandwiches, they bring you the desserts, they bring you everything and completely crowd the table. And I just wasn't super happy with it. I didn't get the tea I wanted, and it was just not super good.
Maybe they heard you guys were trying to do every attraction in the Magic Kingdom this day, and so they're like, man, these guys don't have time for courses. Let's just throw it out there and take what they got and keep them hydrated and nutrated, and let's roll.
It seemed like it, but honestly, I just felt so bad for Paige the entire time because she paid the same price that we all did for water and PB&J.
That's what I was going to ask Paige. What is your favorite kind of tea, and was it available?
Well, the water, you know, was Florida water. Tasted pretty Florida-y. I don't know.
It's a Grand Floridian. They got to have, like, the fancy water. You know, it's got to be really, like, from the French Alps or something.
I had one slice of the PB&J and then gave everybody else the rest of my sandwich, but it also didn't help that we had, the All-American Sundae right before we came.
that's always a good call, though, right there. That's my favorite thing right there, the All-American Sundae. Okay, I'll give you a pass on that, Paige.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys went over to Trader Sam's as well, one of my favorite places, in the monorail loop area. So how was that, Hannah?
Oh, I love Trader Sam's. I mean, you know from podcast stuff that we've been there a couple of times, and Paige and I had always loved getting the backside of water, but now I got to order a real drink, so the tables had turned, and that's one of the places that my parents did show up to kind of hang out with us, and it's just a really cool theming over there. I really enjoy it.
Do you remember what you got? We went for the, I think it was called the Uh-Oa, was our drink of choice last time. And we got the glass or the mug right here. What'd you get for your first drink there?
I did the Tiki 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 Rum.
Nice. I love the names there. All right, so you guys head back. We're anxiously awaiting. You know, we're getting a little long here on the show, but we're anxiously waiting. Did you guys make it to get every attraction by the end of the day?
We did, but barely, and only because, everybody knows that I'm definitely a negative person, but this time I was not the negative person. I was the person that was like, we can do it, we can do it. And I was the
Paige
person who was super happy and excited, and everybody else was like, oh, we can't do it, we're not going to make it, we're not going to make it, but we made it.
That's actually from a Disney attraction. I can't place it now. It's Oh, that's from Dinosaur. We're not going to make it.
That's awesome.
Didn't even mean to do that.
That was me. As definitely I push Hannah. 50 up a hill as we run from attraction to attraction. I was like, this is not going to happen. We're not going to make this. Please, can we just walk to our defeat? And Paige is so gung-ho, like, no. We're doing this, and it's going to be amazing.
We're in line for Astro Orbiter.
But were you closed out with Peter Pan at 12:57?
Yep, our very last ride.
That's great. Let me just tell you a couple things about Paige. Yes, she usually is negative. And two, she's hyper-competitive. When she says she's going to do something, she usually does. Whether it kills her or not, she will do it. And she was going to kill you guys doing it. I bet it sounds like it was close. That's crazy.
It was a little rough. I so was such a negative Nancy. Like, for the last three rides, I was set that there's no way that this was going to happen. It wasn't feasible time-wise for us to do this. Because at 12:30, we're in line for our third to last ride. I'm like, and it's Astro Orbiter. So I just turned to Paige. I'm like, there's no way this is going to happen. We have to go up the elevator in all this stuff. And then we have to make it over to Peter Pan. There's no way this is ever going to happen. But this entire time, she's like, we're going to do it. It's going to happen. And we had to do Winnie the Pooh.
And the Tomorrowland Speedway.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
The Speedway is painful at any time, but especially like that late at night and you're trying to rush because you can't hurry the Speedway. Those cars only go a half a mile an hour. They're so slow.
I was in the first car, and Paige, were you the one behind me?
No, I think I was with you.
Yeah, you were. Christy was the one behind us. And so somehow I'm the one with the gas controlling this, and Christy and Stephanie start to come up behind us. They're starting to catch us. And I think Paige is like just grabbing my arm like, you gotta step on the gas. I look at her, I'm like, I am. There is nothing I can do to make this go faster than I already am doing this. I really thought she was gonna push my leg out of the way and really show me how to drive the car.
She will. No kidding. She might have. I don't know. All right, so you guys, I remember that day, though. You guys sent back some pictures that you guys had some really cool pictures together in front of the castle, kind of in the hub area. That was a neat moment that, I think you used later on. You guys made some memory books and stuff like that. But you guys did a really good job of kind of marking the occasion and getting some great shots throughout the weekend.
Yeah, we actually had the photo pass that Pam had set up since she paid for it or something. And then every time we looked at it, it had like the photo pass, like words across the picture.
The watermark.
Yeah, the watermark. And then one day we were sitting on the bus and I opened up the photo pass thing and I could see the picture perfectly clear and none of them could. And I definitely thought I was the new Pam Forrester and I was so excited. And then Pam's like, well, Paige, did you upgrade to your annual pass? And I was like, oh, dang it. And I was so disappointed. All my dreams were crushed.
And all of us on this bus, because Paige is showing this to us, we're all looking at our phones like, yeah, no, only you can see them without the watermark. So we're telling her, we're like, don't close the app. You somehow broke into it. Save all the pictures right now.
Yeah, we can't all be Pam Forrester, as Paige pointed out. I know I try every day, but, it's impossible. That's just one of those things. All right, so we're getting a little long here. So let's close out the last day. So the last day, I guess you guys went to the studios.
We did. It was our last day, and we all know that you can't really make a full day of DHS. So it was kind of a good way to close it out.
you can if you do things a few times each. You got to be strategic.
Mm-hmm. If you want to wait in every single line multiple times, I mean, then you can do DHS. But otherwise, it's a little difficult.
So, Paige, highlight of the day at the studios. What'd you guys do that day?
We ate at 50's Primetime.
So is that, this is a great place, I would think, for a celebration. Did they do anything for your 21st birthday? I hope.
No, I kept it. By that point, I wasn't even wearing my badge anymore. Last day.
Oh, no, that's a great place. You know what, Paige? You and the other two girls should have really made a point of that. Kind of fell down there.
Yeah, the guy seemed to really pick on me a lot. I don't know why. I wasn't on my phone or anything, just sitting there, and he always had something to say to me.
That's funny, because you probably didn't order anything. So what'd you have, Paige, at 50's?
I had some chicken nuggets, fries.
You've had since you were six.
Yep.
Oh, nothing changes. Hannah, what about you? Tell me you had something besides chicken nuggets.
I had the fried chicken, Aunt Liz's crispy golden fried chicken. It is amazing and the only thing you can get at 50s.
Oh, killing me. I love that stuff. So did you guys stay till the Star Wars fireworks? Or did you guys have to? I think you left before the end of the night, didn't you?
Everyone had the plane ride home except for me. So we did not manage to make it to Star Wars.
So as we wrap this up, Hannah, okay, so you planned the trip. You had been looking forward to it. A great way to celebrate your 21st birthday with friends at the place, you know, really an integral part of your life. You've been there so many times. You've had lots of great memories. What lesson would you say you learned, or for somebody that's thinking about doing, milestone birthday down at Walt Disney World with some friends?
For the milestone birthdays, and really for all trips, especially with friends at our age, use PhotoPass as much as possible because we have just some adorable photos. I even made books for everyone using just, it was so funny as I was editing and putting all this together, we had 180 photos that I had to choose from this trip of just us, not even like any of the places or food or anything, just pictures of us. We had 180 of them. So they were just really awesome. And especially with the photo pass, they do all those little magical touches now. I know that one of Paige's favorites is the one of us in Epcot with the little Mickey Mouse balloons that they put in our hands. So that's just one of the things that really makes something like this super magical, is getting to have all of those pictures for later.
That's a great tip. So looking back, and you're right, I mean, they've really, when you get that many shots, you know, even if you're paying for Memory Maker outside of an annual pass, it makes sense because you get it down price per picture. And it's totally worth it. But you got, like you said, you got to make sure that you do go and get those magic shots. Make sure you get as many of those as possible. But as we wrap up, I'm going to ask Paige first. Biggest memory, something we haven't mentioned from the trip, a funny story, something like that, something that you remember. I mean, of course, it sounds like you'll always remember the night you did all the attractions, the day and the night at the Magic Kingdom. But anything else you want to share here on a, to close out our Friday show?
I'm calling out Pam Forrester here when her and Steve wouldn't come pick us up from, I don't remember, I think it was our hotel or Animal Kingdom or something. And so when we decided to ride Mount Everest, I made this face, and I call it the face I make when Pam Forrester wouldn't come to pick us up. And it's probably the funniest picture of the trip, but yep.
It is the best picture of the trip. And I actually had to take a picture of it and send it to my mom. And through sending it to my mom, then somehow we did get picked up. So it's a very effective face.
That's apparently, we'll have to do that more often. So yeah, you have to send me that picture so I can put it on the Facebook group so I can kind of get in on that. All right, Hannah, last big memory from the trip, and we'll let everybody get on with their weekends.
One of the ones that I think is absolutely hilarious is, again, back to the photo pass. What we were all determined to get as many pictures in front of the castle as we absolutely could. And one of the things was, it was right after Trader Sam's. We went back and the lighting, it wasn't so insanely bright out. So we're like, let's do yet another photo pass in front of the castle. And we went up to this photo pass lady who didn't seem like she was really feeling the magic that day. So we go up and we're all taking the picture, and she goes, okay, now group hug, with like the most stoic of faces. And it's a little hard to do the group hug with four girls, how to kind of like place hands and everything. And I'm pretty sure this was Paige, but I'm not going to call her out, but someone managed to just lay their hands on my stomach on sort of like a pregnancy announcement type picture. So we all look at each other and just start dying of laughter, because we're all just trying to figure out how are we gonna do this four-person group hug. So we don't even manage to get the photo.
I'm we're pretty sure I told the cast so member funny. no, we're not doing this, and walked away.
Yeah, that's what it was. As she goes, well, I guess you're not doing this anymore. And Paige is like, yeah, no, sorry. So we're walking away, and I'm like, well, at least we got like a couple pictures of us just completely losing it in front of the castle. And Paige is like, I don't think she shot a single photo from that. And we go and look, and sure enough, there is nothing from that, but we still have the memories.
That's what it's all about, is the memories and stoic cast members that ask you to do awkward things at the hub. I mean, you know, what else can you ask for in a Disney vacation? Well, it's been fun, and I'll tell you what, you know, just because I was, of course, talking with your mom and your dad. We were texting back and forth over the weekend, and I'll tell you what, it really made our hearts feel good knowing that you guys got to hang out, because you've been hanging together for so many years down there at all of our podcast things and all of our vacations, all the cruises. And I know you guys have had a good time, but you've really, you know, gone in with a good spirit, you know, taking it for the team sometimes when you had to sit there for long events. But seeing you guys get to have fun and, you know, outside of us being there, it was a cool thing. So I'm glad you guys had such a great time. Hannah, thanks for coming on the show. Appreciate it. And happy belated 21st birthday.
Glad to be here.
And Paige, thanks for dropping a few words here on the podcast. We'll have to do this more often.
No problem.
All right. Don't forget, today's show brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel, great travel agency. Hannah could agree, and so could Paige, that the next time you're heading down to Walt Disney World, sailing with the Disney Cruise Line, or headed out to Disneyland, work with one of the great professional agents over at the Magic for Less. It doesn't cost you anything. It's absolutely free to get that free, no obligation quote. That great agent will put together the prices for you, give you some options on resorts, maybe a dining plan. They're just going to listen to you and make sure that they put you in the best vacation possible for the lowest cost. So check them out today. Drop by themagicforless.com. Today's show also brought to you by longtime listener Drew Baker of Aquitas Financial Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. When you're looking for someone to give you a free second set of eyes on your financial picture, support the folks who support us and call Drew Baker at 260-271-1050. Email him at drew.baker@ampf.com or look him up online at ameripriseadvisors.com/drew.baker. Hey, give us a follow on the social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at BeOurGuestMike, and we have a great Facebook group at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And when you're missing Walt Disney World, check out Magical Mouse Radio. It's on there 24/7, the great tunes you love at magicalmouseradio.com. All right, time to get out of here and let's get on with your weekend. Thank you so much for checking in. We'll be back again on Monday with yet another trip report. But hope you enjoyed this special show here on a Friday. So for Hannah and Paige, I'm Mike, wishing you a great weekend. Whatever you do, stay safe, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.